In this episode of Podcast Tactics, you will get podcasting tips and advice from a creator that launched a very entertaining pop culture podcast that transports listeners to another world. I'm James, the host of Podcast Tactics. If you want to keep learning about podcasting, get inspired, and stay motivated, join the mailing list at podcasttactics.com. Thanks for listening. Let's get into it. Joining me right now is Zachary Landolt from Asheville, North Carolina. Zachary, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
So let's dive right in. Tell us about your podcast. What's the name and what is it all about?
Well, actually, I have two shows, but my main show is In Another World, a pop culture podcast. And it's just sort of an explosion of anything and everything. Everything from like TV to film to specialty topics. I'm about to start season two of it, so it's kind of getting shuffled around a little bit. So it's kind of interesting to talk about season one because it went through such a evolutionary process. But yeah, it's just like a place for lovers of pop culture, and it's very LGBTQ leaning with the topics and the guests that I tend to book. But it's just been like a fun time for anybody, like very chill. We don't get too like political or too serious. It's just lots of fun. Try to have some fun.
Absolutely, it is. I mean, we'll talk about it. Some episodes that I listened to. It's a good time. You know, no spoilers. I mean, I want people to, you know, check them out, listen to them. They are a lot of fun. Can you talk a little bit about that evolution that you talked about for season one? I mean, it sounds very, you know, 2020. It sounds very, you know, impacted by COVID.
Well, you have too much time on your hands. You have too much time to think about everything you could work on. That's the way I look at it also. It just started out, originally I had a completely different concept for what the show was going to be. Originally, and actually the first episode is sort of the last remnants of what the original show was going to be. Because originally every episode was going to be about a different like pop culture figure. And I was going to go through that. And it was probably more actresses, but we probably would have done actors also. But going through their career and going into both the roles they did that are iconic, but also going into the choices they said no to and how that could have restructured their career.
Wow.
And that was, yeah, that was a lot of fun until I went to go edit my first episode and it took me forever. It was so much pre-production and post-production. And I just thought this might kill me if I try to do this as a weekly podcast.
What was causing all that post-production work?
Just all the research to make sure I had like as much fact checking done as I could, so I wasn't just spouting out nonsense. But also originally I had lots of like, I like to play lots of performance clips for actors, and so that would be like pulling those clips and editing those and just all of it. And so it was a lot of fun, and I like doing it once in a while. I still call it my fangirl series, where every once in a while there'll just be an episode about a performer I want to highlight. But I decided to not do it as the weekly format because it was just going to exhaust me too much. But it just, yeah, so then from there I went, well, what else can I do? And so I sort of went more into a like pop culture topic. Like everything was like a pop culture topical episode. So it could be everything from, oh, we're going to talk about horror movies this week, or we're going to talk about romantic comedies. We're going to talk about, you know, any sort of like genre or just type of things I'm inspired by with pop culture, but it's more open. And now I've had more time with the show, and I feel like I have a clear vision for what's going to be going forward. But it's just, yeah, a lot of second guessing, a lot of listening to episodes and going, oh, that works, that doesn't work. Getting feedback from listeners about, hey, we loved this thing that you did, and me going, oh, you liked that? Like, that's the thing you like? So it's just been a whole process of listening to your audience and keeping like keeping your vision and your confidence in what you want to do. But also if you have a bunch of people saying, hey, we've really loved this thing you've been doing the past couple of weeks, going, well, maybe that's where they're going to follow me more. And so it's just been a whole learning process. And I have been doing podcasting for less than a year. So this is all new to me. So it's just been a whole journey.
See, and that's what excited me about doing this interview with you, because I mean, for numerous things. I mean, the production of your show is really good. I mean, it's a lot of fun. The sound is awesome, you know. But yeah, I knew you're a newbie for first of all, yeah. You know, you're relatively new, and it's great to hear how you're evolving. You're pivoting, you're taking that feedback that you're getting from your listeners, and you're allowing yourself to receive it. First of all, I mean, I'm not sure whether, you know, you get a lot of positive or negatives, you know, I'm sure some of it's really hard to hear. But, you know, on some level, you're open to it and you're open to the feedback that you're getting.
Yeah, I think, I'm an old theater nerd from way back. I'm also an actor and singer. And so I think I'm also just used to getting notes from directors or just getting feedback. So I'm just used to like, oh, that's not working. Okay, great. We'll work on that. And I'm not one of those people that always thinks I'm the smartest person in the room. Like, I'm always open to ideas because I always think somebody might have good feedback or a great idea. And so I would just hear, and you do get negative feedback also. Like, I would have people say, wow, your sound got so much better from your first couple of episodes. And you just have to go, well, you know, they're the first couple of episodes. Like, what do you want? Because there is a perfectionist side of me that wants everything to be as close to polished as possible. Because the big thing with podcasting, I try to remember, what do you both like or dislike about podcasts that you listen to? And also, what have been your biggest pet peeves as a listener to podcasts? And for me, audio quality was always something where I'd go, God, I like what they're talking about, but this sounds like they recorded it with a soap dish. Like, what is this? Like, I don't understand. So I definitely have tried. So hearing you say that the audio production is great is definitely a huge compliment for me, because I have for sure focused on that since the beginning.
It definitely shines through.
Thank you.
So let's talk about, I mean, I think you touched on this a little bit, but I want to ask anyway, what do you hate about podcasting?
Oh God. Sometimes that list is longer than what I like. No. It's I didn't realize just how time consuming it was until I started doing it. And it's just one thing I've learned is preparing in advance and not doing everything so much like fly. You know, like for a while I was producing my show almost like a weekly television program, which is very stressful, because then you are on a timeline with what you need to have done by like which day every single week. And I still have a schedule, but now I plan my episodes ahead a little bit, so I have some time to just relax a little bit. But definitely the thing I did not like was just, or not dislike, I mean, I guess I do dislike it, but it was just figuring out what the right workflow was and what the right amount of time to give myself. And also the other thing I hate about podcasting, I didn't realize how much time it would take, was just promotion and doing social media marketing, which seemed so simple to me at the time. I thought, oh yeah, I'll post some Instagram posts, I'll do this and that. And it just takes up so much time. Like, now I literally do have a little dry erase calendar where it has like, oh, make sure you do this, this, and this today. And tomorrow you have to like make the promo for this. And so, yeah, just making sure I'm covering all the bases with that. That would probably be my least favorite part. And also dealing with guests in terms of booking, because I've had so many people cancel last minute. I've had people try to push their times. And I try to keep the recording day as flexible as possible, just in case someone has to push. But it can get a little stressful, for sure, with that side of it.
Yeah, I understand. I want to back up a little bit and talk to you about your promotions that you're doing on social media, at least. Do you feel like that's making a difference for you?
I feel like it does, because I have another podcast called Two Gays Watch Drag Race, and it's a RuPaul's Drag Race recap show, and that one has had more high-profile guests than my other show. My other show is more just fun people I wanted to talk to, whereas the other show, some of them are like, you know, pretty decently sized drag celebrities and stuff. And so I do see a difference, obviously, with someone that has a bigger social media presence because stuff gets shared more. We've definitely seen an uptick in our numbers since, not to talk about podcast numbers, because, oh my gosh, another thing I hate talking about. But we definitely do see a change when we talk to someone that's been on RuPaul's Drag Race. And so they come in with an instant fan base that wants to follow them. So I would say in that way, I see the most difference. But there's definitely a lot of time where I feel like I'm putting all of this work into promotion that's seemingly doing nothing. Okay. So it's a push pull. I never know what's going to happen, honestly.
Understood. All right, let's look at the flip side of things here. What do you love about podcasting?
I love that it's something that is, first of all, entirely created by me. So it obviously feels very personal. And yeah, I started podcasting in 2020, which was a time where I had all of these, as an actor, I had all these projects that I was excited for the year. And then COVID happened and everything was instantly erased. And so I was sort of in this creative lull of like, well, what do I do with myself? Because I'm so used to working on something. And so instead of like waiting around for something to come to me, I had been interested in podcasting for a long time. I've been a long time listener of podcasts. I've been interested in the format before, but I never had the time or the resources. And suddenly 2020 presented nothing but time. And so I thought, well, if not now, when? You know, if I'm not going to start it when I have literally nothing but dead time. So it's been nice just to have something to work on and something that, yeah, makes me feel fulfilled in that way, I would say.
That's awesome. What's the best thing that's happened to you as a result of your podcast?
Best thing? I have made so many like awesome friends through podcasting. But my co-host of my other show, we've actually never physically met. We've never been in the same room before. He lives in Washington State. I live in North Carolina. So we're literally on opposite ends of the country. And we run this show together, and we are planning an eventual meeting, I think, this summer when that finally works out. It's gonna be so odd. But there have been so many people. Like, I remember I was watching this live stream of a reunion of a TV show, and there was this guy that was hosting it. And I thought, oh, that guy seems like a lot of fun. Maybe I'll reach out and see if he wants to be on my show. And now, like, he's been on my show several times. Like, I consider him an actual friend. So it's crazy the networking that happens within podcasting and how many new connections you make, and especially in 2020 when everything was so distant and so, you know, lonely sometimes. It was odd to make so many new friends in 2020, for sure.
So I like asking this question, especially to new podcasters, newish. I mean, you're verging on being a veteran podcaster here. You're almost, you know, a year old.
I wish. I don't feel like it.
Well, I'm still going to ask you because I do want to hear what you have to say. What kind of advice would you give a new podcaster or somebody who's interested in starting a podcast? What is top of the list?
For me, because I'm on a lot of podcasting like message boards and forums and stuff, and I always see people posting, hey, I want to start a podcast, but I don't know what I want it to be about. Do you have any ideas? And so my thing is, if you're going to start a podcast, you need to have passion. I think passion is important. You need to have a clear idea. And then of course, things are going to change. Things are going to evolve. That's inevitable. But I think you need to have passion for what you want to do, because that's the audience is going to hear it in your voice also. But also be willing to be adaptable, because things are going to change, because any creative thing you work on, it's going to evolve. And I think some people get so married to their original ideas that they don't want to shift from it at all. And, you know, being strong-willed is great, but I think you need to tell when you need to shift one way or the other. Like, you can just, I can feel it when I've recorded an episode and it's either gone really well or if I'm like, that did not work as well as I've had to. Like, I've had to fix so many episodes in post-production, like, just to, like, pump it up. Like, there was one episode I did where I did all of these quizzes with friends of mine that are a couple. And when I listened back to the audio, I was like, oh, this is, like, really not as exciting as I thought this was going to be. So I ended up reformatting the entire thing as like a TV game show and literally added in like laugh track, studio, like applause, like, yeah, took forever, but it ended up being like really cool. And I got a lot of cool feedback from
which
it.
Which episode is that?
I believe it's called, this is so long ago.
So long ago, Mr. I started in 2020.
Well, I can't remember what the episode was called. I think it was a film flop okay. episode. Wait, maybe. it's weird. I've had the guests from that episode on a couple of times.
Okay. Yeah.
Sometimes it's hard to be like, wait, which episode was that? But I know it was one from my first season. It was with Samantha LeBrock and Alan Law.
Okay.
But I think it was about film flops. I think that's what it was about.
All right. Well, speaking of episodes, I listened to Bop or Stop, which, by the way, I love that idea. That's a lot of fun. That was a fun interview. It seemed like you guys were having a good time.
Oh yeah, well, that was a lot. I've known him for a couple of years now, and since the beginning of my show, I always planned having Tom on the show, and it just never seemed to work out. Like, because Tom is someone that's great with music, but not with much other types of media. He's the kind of person who's like, I don't know any movies, I don't know actors' names, I don't watch TV, and so I finally was like, well, music, we'll do music, and so we were having a lot of fun for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I want people to listen to the episode as well as, you know, every other episode that you have in your backlog right now. It was so much fun. You know, the concept behind that show was just, it was just a real good time. I enjoyed that. I love music too. So, you know, it was just so much fun. A quote that you said that stuck out in my brain too was, I don't know how you guys got in this conversation, but you were talking about your future and you said something to the effect of, my future is still a question mark bubble in my head. And that blew me away. I was just kind of like, man, I can so relate to that. You know, I mean, it was just.
I don't even remember saying that. You know,
it had an impact on me. I don't remember the context, but I just remember thinking, I'm going to note that. I want to talk to you about that.
It sounds about right. It checks out.
How do you go about prepping for your episodes, specifically your interview episodes? Do you outline it?
I do. Oh, I'm the king of outlines. I am always making an outline. I'm always emailing it out to my guests at least the day before to be like, hey, here's a little, just because I try to keep things loose. Like, I don't like things to sound too structured or static, but I do, for me, I like to have a roadmap of like, okay, because I also tend to do lots of segments. So I go, okay, well, here's where this, and also I don't want someone to be surprised and then it just becomes a jumbled mess on the air. Cause I had that happen because I didn't format as much or outline as much with the first couple. And I could always hear where someone go, oh, what are we doing? Oh, okay. And it would be a little too much for me. So I definitely like an outline. I love an outline. I like knowing what we're doing. And then from there, because also I'm the thing of like over prepare so that once you start recording, you can kind of just have fun and know that you always have the outline there if you need it. I have sometimes completely strayed away from the outline, but at least if it's mainly in case, and luckily I haven't really had this yet, but it's in case I have a dead interview where someone just turns out to be a lot less interesting than I thought they were going to. I like to know, okay, well, at least I can ask them about this and this, and we can keep things going.
Yeah.
But luckily I've had pretty great guests so far, so I haven't really had to worry about that. But I definitely believe in having an outline, doing research on the guests and their career. If it's someone that's been interviewed before, I try to listen to a couple of interviews to get a feel for what are the things they're being asked all the time, so that I can hopefully go somewhere new. But mostly just having fun, trying to make it sound And I've had several comments about the show sounding like this. And it's the biggest, other biggest compliment is that, oh, it sounds like someone that you've been friends with for a long time. And a lot of my guests are people. Yeah. A lot of people are new people, but I want it to sound like a hangout session that someone's just listening to and not sound like a stuffy interview, I guess, you know?
I think you're successful with that. I mean, on two counts. One, and I hope you don't take this the wrong way, but it does not feel structured at all. It does feel very, I mean, in a good way. You know, I feel like you're very spontaneous with your guests and you relate to them and you have a good time with them. I mean, I think that you do have a good time with, you know, your guests, and that really shines through. I think the joy that you have with interacting with your guests in the context of what you guys are talking about is fun to listen to.
Thank you. That is the goal.
Yeah. You know, and I don't know if you close your shows out in the same way, but I love this sentiment that you left people with on the episode that I listened to, where you said, I hope this was something that takes you to another world for a while. That's really nice. I mean, you know, especially nowadays too, you know, I mean, I think people are still reeling from 2020, but I think that podcasts can be very powerful in that sense, you know, where it's like, you just want to kind of have this moment where you're in another world and you're not dealing with things.
Yeah, I had people ask me a couple of times, like, hey, I really like the show. I have a question. What does this title mean? Like, what does the show mean? And, you know, I thought, well, it's in another world. And that literally is just that. It's like going to another place with pop culture and having some escapism. Because I also struggled in 2020, a time where obviously many very serious things were going on in the world. I worried at first that maybe my show would seem a little out of touch or like a little flippant, like, oh, we're just talking about, you know, nonsense. You know, is this really going to be that impactful in a time where there's so much important things going around the world? But I also like, well, I believe it's important to stay informed and to stay engaged in the world. But I also know for me, I benefit a lot from escapism. And so I kind of thought, well, maybe my show can be escapism. And if it can make someone giggle a few times every week, then that's honestly the goal. But yeah, like that whole moment where I was going into, hopefully I'll go to another world for a while. That was like wrapping up my season. I wanted to sort of try to have a closing statement of like, this is what this show has been about. And that is what I want people to do all the time. Like, I always ask the guests, like, what have you been watching? What have you been listening to? I had to get a feel for what pop culture, has what people are drawn to, because there are so many things that I wouldn't think to watch or to listen to that people are like super impassioned about. So and just, you know, I'm always watching something or listening to something. I'm listening to music constantly throughout the day. I watch so many movies to the point where I don't even know how I've watched all of these movies that I've seen. Like, I have so much useless film trivia in my brain. It's only useful at a trivia night. And then suddenly I'm like the one people want on their team. But otherwise, I'm just walking around with nonsense in my head.
Well, Zachary, let's hop into a time machine.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Let's go a year or two down the road. What are your hopes for your podcast?
Oh my. Okay. Well, in a perfect world, I would love to get picked up by a major network and actually, you know, get to a broader platform. I'm also getting more into YouTube content with the show also. So I also have a vision of my show potentially being more like a on camera interview show, even possibly down the air, and still producing a podcast version that I would still release. But I especially as the world starts to open up again, I would like to actually potentially get more like press badges and stuff, and actually go interview actors like on a press junket and actually do that as part of the show. So there's so many things. I have little kernels of ideas in my brain. But just expanding and having my audience grow, being able to reach more people, be able to talk to more cool people. You know, it's just, it's a whole journey. So hopefully I'll get there. So we'll see. We shall see.
Before we wrap things up, I do have one last question for you.
Okay.
If your podcast gets developed into a movie, who will play the leading role?
Oh, gosh. Was this tricky? I always get told that I look like Zachary Quinto. I don't agree. I don't think I do. It's not someone I think looks like me. If I had to cast someone to play me, I would say maybe Daniel Frazese from he was in Mean Girls. He played Damien in Mean Girls, and I just think he's a really cool queer figure in the community, and I love his vibe, and I'll say him, Daniel Frazese.
Zachary, tell us where people can find out more about you and your podcast.
Well, you can find the podcast at IAW Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. Our second season is going to be, I would say our, it's just me. The second season's going to be starting within the next, probably like late March is when it's going to be launching. And it's actually going to be a whole new structure, because when I did the first season, everyone really responded to, I did this mini series called A Trip to Haddonfield, where we went through the entire Halloween film franchise, and people were obsessed with it, and I had a lot of fun doing it. So I'm actually going to be having two episodes every week now. It's going to be TV Tuesdays and Film Fridays. And so for the first season, we're going to be covering the NBC show Smash, season one of Smash on Tuesdays, and we're going through the Nightmare on Elm Street series on Fridays. And so it's going to be a lot of fun. Again, of course, starting like late March is when it's going to be launching. And yeah, I don't know. We've got a Facebook page too. No one goes to the Facebook page, but it does exist.
Well, Zachary, thank you so much for coming on. I'd love to keep in touch with you and maybe have you on again, maybe 6 months down the road.
Totally.
Do, you know, another check-in. So that'd be awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
The name of the show is In Another World, a pop culture podcast. Zachary, thanks again, and best of luck to you and your show.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks again to Zachary. Check the show notes for links to learn more about Zachary and his show, In Another World. Please share what you got out of my conversation by leaving a review on podchaser.com. You can find out how to do this in the show notes, and do let me know what you need from me to make this show even better for you. And make sure you follow Podcast Tactics to keep learning more about podcasting in future episodes. Thank you.